everybody, to episode 21.
It's 21?
21.
Oh, yeah, Zach was 20. You're 21. 21?
21. You're the legal episode.
Oh,
well,
shit.
You know what 9 plus 10 is?
19.
21.
21.
Stupid.
You know that meme?
No.
Was that a meme?
It was a Vine.
It's a Vine.
Come on,
oh, man, rest in peace.
Dude, I miss Vine, bro.
Clearly not enough.
21.
You stupid.
Is that what? Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Now I'm not.
Huh?
Now I'm not.
No, I'm not. I can't swim.
Oh, my God, dude. You're just going into Vine.
I want to introduce you, but I don't know your last name, Harley. What's your...
Really?
You want
to
guess it?
Yeah, we've slept together so many times, and I only know your first name.
What am I even saved on your phone as?
Fuck Harley fuck puppet.
Yeah.
it's
Harley master of fuck puppets.
Wait. Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson, you got it. Yeah.
Harley Wilson.
Nice. Yeah, that's the
I
one.
I remember.
Harley Trash Dad Wilson.
That's my legal name.
By the way, Trash one Dad. Of the probably funniest people in the valley.
Oh, easily.
Hands down.
Easily.
Like, no competition.
I'm scared, honestly, for what's going to be said on this
Dude,
podcast.
It's going to get real toxic real fast.
I love it.
I don't think you're a toxic person.
Dude, I was rehearsing for this. All
you're rehearsing,
yeah.
Saying bad shit.
Yeah.
Well, fire.
I was practicing all my slurs. Well,
yeah. Okay.
All my really bad like accents, you know.
Oh yeah.
Let's hear one.
We love Asian accents.
No, we'll get to it. But let's get into the nitty gritty.
Nitty gritty. I want to pick up where we were talking. We were talking a little bit before this about your new job.
Oh yeah. I got a new job at ESP Guitars, the factory in North Hollywood. Yeah, it's pretty sick.
That's in North Hollywood?
Yeah, right there in North Hollywood. It's in like a little warehouse facility with like a bunch of other like music brands and stuff. But
where is it?
It's off of Van Owen in Vineland, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, that's really close.
Yeah. Can we get the address?
Yeah, it's...
I mean, I'm sure you could just type it in, right?
It's 911... You just call that on your phone, and then it tells you.
And then they tell you.
The
they're like, yeah. ESP Guitars, how can I help you?
Get on the fucking ground. Yeah.
So you were saying part of your job was like inspecting guitars. I want to know from your expert opinion, what makes a guitar good or bad?
Yeah.
So I'll just go down the list of what we inspect.
Yeah.
So we start with cosmetic issues. So if there's any sort of like scratch,
on it.
Chip, you know, makeup.
Yeah. Why would there be makeup on it?
Cosmetology.
Yeah. Oh, this guy. This guy's funny.
Dude. So good. This fucking guy. Anyways, so we start with cosmetic. So we inspect guitar right front and back. We look for any sorts of like chips, dings, any like irregular like paint issues, or like if like the binding is discolored, like literally anything that looks wrong, even if it's like the slightest bit, if it's wrong at all, it's a defect. It goes to like a defect pile.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
So and what do they do with those guitars? Sorry to cut you off real quick.
No, you're good. It goes to a separate crew that inspects it to make sure that it's capable of being labeled as like B stock.
Okay.
Oh, for like a discounted price or something?
Yeah, or basically they could just send it back to the factory that produced it, because we don't produce everything. We just do like the American-made stuff, but they have factories all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll send it back to the factory that it was made at to get like credit for it.
Okay.
But yeah, from there, we'd tune it and make sure it's holding tune properly. From there, you would check like intonation, action, basically everything that makes it functional.
Yeah.
Electronics. Anything that is like repairable from your bench, you would handle the repair. So like today I did like a quick fret round over on like one of the lower end models, but like on the
technical with it.
It gets pretty technical sometimes.
Being a guitar tech, yeah.
I mean that's the job.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's what it is. But yeah, so it just basically everything from cosmetics to like functionality.
Okay. So you're going down the list, everything looks good, and then you gotta like physically test it, right?
Yeah.
And being like ESP, you wanna play a heavy riff on this fucking guitar, right?
I try not to play like Master of Puppets like a million times a day, but it gets to a point where you're just tired of playing riffs and you literally just play every fret and make sure there's no like notes or like fret buzz or anything. But yeah, you just check everything on it, make sure it plays right, and if it all works out, you go through your checklist, everything's good to go. You do like a quick clean on it, get all your fingerprints and like crud off of it. And then you bag it up, put it back into the box, and you print a shipping label.
So you're checking like specific guitars that are going out to folks.
Oh yeah.
That like, have purchased them.
Well, it depends. So we have like back stock that we'll do. If we have like a ton of it, we'll blow through that. And then if we're like working on an order for like Sweetwater or something, well, actually I probably shouldn't mention like specific client names. So
that's okay.
Really?
We're sponsored by Sweetwater, so it's okay.
Nice.
We're really working on sponsorships.
Yeah. These mics are insane.
Yeah. They were free.
Yeah.
These mics are insane, bro.
But yeah, so if it works out, you box it up, put a shipping label on it, and then it goes to a pallet that like has the rest of it, the order on it. Everything's labeled, so like you know which is which and which is going to where. So yeah, then you just move on to the next one. They expect you to do like on average, like if you're good at it, like 30 guitars a day. Which is like,
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, I mean, especially like, it's like my third day there. So I'm like, I'm working up to it.
Third day? Or...
Yeah, I think the most I've done so far is 12 in one day.
I'll put this a little closer to you.
Okay, yeah. Is that close enough?
I just want to get it out of here.
It's like kind of locked, but.
Oh, it is. Okay. For sure. I don't want to move it.
Here, we'll just do it like that. That'll be cool. We'll bump it up. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we'll fix it.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I totally fucked
everything, didn't you, Maddie?
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Is that
But yeah, it's. It's pretty reasonable. They like obviously there's like a million different models that they make. So there's everything from bad guitars to good guitars in terms of like I shouldn't say bad versus good. It's like level. So yeah.
Harley, we listened to this podcast you are on, and we heard that you're talking about some bad ESP guitars.
They don't exist.
I just
want
to know what that's all about.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking exist.
It doesn't exist. I don't know who that person was. I don't know who said that.
Do you own an ESP?
No, I'm actually buying one off of a friend soon. But I've played on them before, like in the past, and I am a fan. But it's not like a matter of like not like wanting one or not. They're just the ones that I do like are expensive as fuck.
Got you.
What is it? What is a good ESP run for? Over $1,000?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
for sure.
Over
they even
$2,000.
Yeah, they have some that are like 5,000, maybe even like 8,000, 10,000. Like, it just depends.
Get the fuck out.
Well, because, like, at our factory, we also do like the USA, like, not, it's not like customs, but like, it's a,
like the-
it's a shop for artists, basically. So, like, any artist that's endorsed by the company, they can go into like the workshop, pick everything from like type of wood to the shape they want. They can design it themselves, they can pick out like color and stuff. Everything.
And those are the ones that go for like a lot.
Yeah. Like, especially if it's like a line of those, like those are going to be sold for a premium. But then they also have like beginner and intermediate level guitars that are meant, you know, to be more affordable, like at a better price point.
Yeah.
Those are, you know.
Yeah.
Quality wise, they're just not on par with like a $5,000 instrument.
Right. Because I was associated with like expensive guitars as like collectibles. Like if a guitar is like $8,000, it's like this Fender from like 1961 that they like don't make anymore, and like you can't get the parts anymore. And
or
it's
if
like,
it's like a one-off or something.
Yeah. But it's interesting to hear like a modern guitar company cranking out the big bucks.
Yeah, like you do. Even on like Fender or Gibson, they do sell like premium, like
new
like
brand
straight
new guitars.
Out the factory,
yeah, that's
like
true.
Like, you know.
It's the same thing with like ESP and LTD. So like they're like LTD is like their sub brand. So anything that's like probably on the more affordable range is going to be LTD.
Oh, okay, right.
Anything that's labeled an ESP is
like better.
It's the top of the line.
It's like the Fender to the Squire.
Sort of, yeah. Brand's actually it's a Japanese brand originally, and everything that has ESP is from Japan, unless it's made in the like they said that custom that quote unquote custom shop at the North Hollywood location. But those are like just insanely. Like they're like made by hand and stuff. Like they don't even like use like proper measurements or anything. Like they've been doing it for so long that they're just accurate.
Eyeball it.
Whoa, yeah, they like if they want to, they put like a radius on a fretboard. They just look at it and put it on a belt sander real quick.
Bang.
Boom! It's pretty crazy.
It's pretty hard.
Yeah, that's badass.
Yeah, but who cares about my job?
Dude, I do.
Dude,
that sounds pretty interesting.
Money.
That sounds interesting. Yeah,
your job is rocking out in Greenwich.
Yeah, we've. We've been doing that.
Back alley abortions.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know band. What that is.
I just sounds like that right now.
Sounds like a wicked band name. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back Alley Apparitions.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like
that. You know what? I actually wanted to ask you that. I think you might know the answer to this question. I was kind of thinking, it was kind of on my mind today. What is the, who was the first like metal band to make that logo with like the crazy fucking like,
ooh, Crosby, like Stills,
branch like looking thing?
Branch thing. I mean, I my guess would be either like early grindcore or like early black metal, but I couldn't tell you like which band. Maybe specific. Like Repulsion, or like Napalm Death.
I kind of want to look this up.
It'd be cool to look.
I'll look it up right now. Here, I'm gonna look it up. Okay. Let's get that mic fixed because it's driving me crazy.
What's wrong with the mic?
Why it's just like it's pointing at his chin.
It's okay. It'll still pick up everything.
Okay. Okay, first.
Does it sound like I'm on old time radio? I don't know who the fucking
first band to use. What's that called? Like that?
Just
metal logo, or is it not even metal?
It's a metal or like an extreme music thing for sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's hard to gauge.
Fonts. Yeah,
want you to be like the Who?
That's no, gotta be. It's no gotta be something shot. Like a little underground, like something like not like a little left of center.
My guess would be like
not Black Sabbath, death. Right? They didn't.
No,
do that.
No.
They have like a standard like.
I would think like something like Anthrax or like.
Well, I mean, Napalm Death, I think, started in like the early 80s.
It's gonna be like an early 80s thing.
All right, there's a Vice article. These fonts shred a typographical survey of heavy metal.
This all sounds right. like it's not gonna answer our question.
Keep going.
So when's like you guys have any gigs coming up? Like what are you up to right now?
We have one on Saturday actually. We're doing like something like Fest. I don't know. It's like a dude that books with us like pretty often.
Yeah.
Just put together like a 4-day festival. So
hell yeah.
It's like a mixed bill. So like we're not even like the only death metal band on it, but like I think the day that we're playing, there's no other death metal bands as far as I know.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. We like to do that sometimes. It's like when it's appropriate. But
right.
We just played last Saturday at it's a new bar in Hollywood called Knuckleheads.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, the place is cool.
Yeah,
Alvin is the owner. Yeah, it's a pretty new bar.
Knuckleheads. That's a great name.
For it's right across the street from Paramount, like where I work.
Oh yeah.
You walk there.
It's
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's pretty chill. Yeah. It's our second time playing there, but we got to open for like legendary band Ingrown.
Oh,
like
nice.
A hardcore band from Boise. I say legendary as if like they're like a long running band. Like they're fairly new, but like they've been making waves. So that was like a really cool opportunity for us to like play with them and rock with them and stuff. And then Tribal Gaze, I believe is their first LA date ever. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, they're like the next like death metal band.
And you played with them on their first LA date? That's exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it felt pretty cool. Yeah, we had a good time. We got to rock out. We have a new guitar player. It was our first show with him, and he did pretty good.
He did pretty good.
Oh, nice. Does the lineup change?
We have a different guitar player. Besides me, I'm still playing guitar. But
okay.
Everything's...
Yeah. Do you write most of the songs for that project? Or
Instrumentally, I would say like a good portion of it... I don't want to put like percentages on it, but I really try to present... like ideas and then encourage everybody to kind of come together on it. But I'll start like most things for sure.
Yeah. That's dope. What was the name of that like 80s like synth pop thing you were doing for a second?
Oh yeah. I was doing
Lust, right?
Oh, Lust.
With the money sign.
Right.
Yeah. The only reason why I stopped doing that is because there's some rapper with the same name and like he just way more listens on Spotify. So yeah, just like whatever, I'll let them keep it.
I think you had a couple of really good tunes under that.
Yeah,
in that set.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should pick that back up again if I don't.
I started doing something else, synth wise. Like I produced a track with the same guy that sang on that one song I put out with that project, Fabian Gray.
Yeah,
nice.
Was it De La Morte?
De La Morte, De La More.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a goth. Inspired like house project, I would say.
It's really fucking sick. That was a really good track. Telling You Don't Love Him.
Yeah.
That's like that was a good song. I listened to that a bunch when it came out.
That was a cool project because like it's inspired by like thrillers and like horror films and stuff. But we would literally I've always wanted to get like film scoring. But I feel like we did something different from that where we would watch movies and try to like write pop music to it.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Instead of trying to write like
theatrical
music, we just wrote pop music. And it kind of worked out.
That's interesting.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the... Wait, so was there like a specific movie behind
that
song?
There's a couple of them actually, yeah. With that one, there was a movie called Dogs Don't Wear Pants.
It's true.
Yeah, they can't. Well, they could if they really wanted to. They're just lazy bastards. But anyways, I digress.
I think we're very much on topic with that.
It's a pretty wicked movie. It's not like scary by any means, but it's like heavy like subject matter.
Dogs with pants.
Yeah, the dogs that wear pants don't wear pants. It's about this guy that develops like an unhealthy relationship with being choked by a dominatrix because it reminds him of when he almost drowned to death while trying to save his wife, who also drowned to death.
Jesus
Christ.
Yeah, it's a movie about like grief and like his like kind of weird way of coping with it.
Yeah.
But he becomes like a bit obsessive. And I just thought it was just like a really like gnarly watch that kind of made writing dark music easier.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Is that American?
No, I think it's Finnish or Swedish. I can't remember.
Sounds Swedish. Yeah, sounds Swedish.
Yeah. It was pretty cool though. It's on Shudder if anybody's interested.
Oh, yeah.
Big champion for Shudder.
Yeah, I use your login.
It's sick. Keep doing it. I pay for it every month. Somebody's fucking using it.
Yeah.
And then there's another movie that I really adore personally. I'm a big fan of Giallo films. It's like an Italian like subgenre of like slasher/horror.
Okay.
They're like kind of like mystery movies, like mystery like plots where like there's like a killer going around like murdering people, and like a group or like a specific person is trying to figure out who the killer is and stuff. But they just always like kind of glorified like the kills in like really like theatrical ways and like made them look super like gnarly for like the sake of looking gnarly.
I love a great kill in like a slasher movie or like a horror movie.
I would say check out some giallos. I mean that genre is just
how do you spell that?
It's Giallo. It means yellow in Italian. But yeah, giallo.
Giallo.
Yeah, whatever it is.
That's tight.
But there's a movie called Knife Plus Heart, which is like a French take on a giallo, and it's modern too. Uh-huh. Like those movies are old. Generally, that genre is pretty old. It's about like the cast and crew of like a queer like porn production company in the like late 1970s, early 80s of France.
Okay.
And somebody's murdering everybody like one by one, and they're trying to figure out who the killer is.
That's interesting.
Classic tale.
Isn't that like kind of the wasn't there like an A24 movie that came out where they're like trying to shoot a porn on like some farm?
X. Yeah. I never watched it, but it looked cool.
Yeah, it did look cool.
It had Kid Cudi in it, so I was like,
yeah. I know, that's really? Right. Yeah, yeah, Kid Cudi's in it.
They're doing like a prequel to it too.
They are? So yeah, did it do well?
I mean, they're doing a prequel, I would hope so.
Dude, I'm getting hyped because I mean, you know, September's coming up and that basically means it's October, which basically means it's Halloween. I'm getting ready to like watch a bunch of horror movies.
Well, wake me up when September.
You know what? I was watching, this was not a horror movie at all. I was watching The Sound of Music last night because I've never seen it all the way through.
Yeah.
And I just like kind of chip away at it when I'm like bored.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm really curious about that kind of fascinates me is how, like before like digital filmmaking and recording came about, like how did you record and sync up people singing and dancing on a screen and then deliver it to theaters? Like you, because you have a tape of audio. Like the film doesn't record audio,
right?
Right. So it's like you got to sync it with the clap.
How are you playing?
Click
it.
Yeah, and it's like, and then when they're like, when it cuts to like the singing and dancing scenes, it's like there's like an orchestra playing the music and then them singing. It's like, are they?
They probably pre-recorded all the tracks that were going to be in the movie and then probably did the singing and dancing to the tracks, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it just lines up like really well. Like it's like,
but all of it's ADR also, because like weren't they not like, I mean, was there boom?
Yeah, lights? Yeah. So that's what you have. You have like There's either A, they did it like that where they recorded it all in a studio and then took it, and this is a complete guess, I have no idea if this is how they did it, and then take it to the set and then they play that over a track and everyone like, it's like choreographed to that. Right. Or they recorded the music, like the orchestra, and then everyone on the set is singing, but it's just being picked up by the boom. But it all sounds like really good and it's all synced up. Like even they like do little dances to like the little like,
yeah,
you know, like it's like all on, and it's like how do they do all that? And then B, when you're delivering this to a theater, like do you give them the film reel and the tape to play? Like the dude in the booth has to like sync them up and hit them at the same time? Like how did that work?
That must be it. Yeah, because I guess it's not like where you get film these days, and like it's
like all on one file. It's like an MP4. It's like a waiver.
Yeah, why wouldn't they just like load it up in like iMovie or something?
That's what they should have done. Like,
it sounds all complicated for no reason.
Yeah, no, it sounds like really complicated. I don't know. And then yeah, it must have been like the dudes at the theater must have actually had to have had like some skill in like.
Yeah, wait, are like
for well, the it most... was their job too. Like, I'm sure they were somewhat good. They would hope they're good.
Yeah, but nowadays, like a guy has a job just putting the movie on the screen, but he's all he's got to do is like probably like press the really file.
He just presses play, then scrolls on Tinder.
Exactly, and then he just like pulls out his phone and like
jacks off.
Power swipes.
And I think they also had to switch the reels halfway through the movie because like you can't fit an entire movie on one reel. So they had to like, do short. That, and then you got to put it on another one and get the next one ready. And then it's like,
if he can do that.
Sorry, what was that?
If he can do that, then they can figure out how to press play and play on two different devices.
I suppose so. But yeah, it's really weird.
Are
I don't
movie
know.
Theaters like not getting, for the most part, film? Like, you know how they get the film canisters, like the big kind of like
I don't
pentagonal kind
talking
of.
About like currently?
Yeah.
Maybe if you go to like a maybe if you go to like a niche film. Theater. Yeah, if you go to like a niche
they
theater.
They still have film. What is that called? Film
projectors?
Not spools, but like
reels?
Yeah, reels.
Yeah.
Obviously. Jesus.
I've seen some stuff in like 35 millimeter in the last couple of years, and so that was pretty cool.
You fancy, huh?
No. That's tight. Yeah.
That's like standard film.
Yeah, 35 millimeter.
Nah. They're still showing The Thing at the Alamo Drafthouse, by the
way. I'm trying to see that.
I would love to see that. It's probably one of my favorite movies of all time. Yeah,
I got a cool ass bootleg shirt. Don't sue me, John Carpenter. I got a cool
come
ass
for your ass, thing, bro.
Bootleg t-shirt. It's got like the spider head monster on the front.
Gas.
And it says John Carpenter's The Thing on the back.
Yeah. Nice.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Cool.
John Carpenter's
The John Thing. Carpenter.
John Carpenter. LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Vine, man. I miss Vine.
Here we go.
Yeah. Now we have TikTok.
TikTok, yeah. TikTok's cool.
It's not the same.
TikTok, I feel like Vine uplifted American culture.
Yeah,
TikTok is
just diminishing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sank it down.
There's just too much. Like,
fucked it beyond all repair. Honestly.
Yeah, for some reason, Vine never, and I could be wrong because I wasn't like an avid user, but Vine never really felt like oversaturated.
It was pretty fucking bad.
Really?
At times, I think personally. But
yeah. Bad? What do you mean?
Dude, there was some like.
Well, there's people like white dudes saying the N word. That was happening all over the place. You mean that? Like culturally?
I feel like overall, like it was saturated with like trends and stuff. Like you'd get like, do it for the Vine, you know, or planking. When planking.
Oh, yeah. God, what a ride it's been.
I just like, cringed for America.
Yeah. God.
You didn't plank, dude?
No, I planked.
I don't think I usually don't participate in like stuff like that.
What did you do back then?
I was just like sitting in my room probably staring at the wall. That's like that's all that else is to do besides Vine.
Why
could have been planking though, dude.
Why was probably just piping yeah. some MILF or something. Just,
right,
just,
let's say that.
Raw dogging. making whoopee.
Megan Whoopi.
Yeah. You fucking scoundrel,
when I was
14.
Scallywag.
Hellion.
Dude, rap scallion.
Scoundrel. You rabble rouser.
Whoa, that's close. You're cutting it close there.
That's not, I thought that was a bad word for a second.
Can you show the crowd your hat? Because I just don't want it to go unnoticed.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you guys watching this? Why do you got to do it all complicated like that?
Because I'm... I'm a silly guy.
You're just a silly guy having a silly... What did you... You got like a booger on here, dude.
Oh, man. You got a booger on his hat.
I wiped off my booger on it.
Very fucking.
You look like a guitar tech for Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm today I'm fixing Willie's guitar trigger.
What?
That's his guitar name.
Yeah, it is.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, whoa, dude.
How many guitar techs do you think told him that he should just get a new guitar?
All of them.
Yeah.
I feel like still going. I feel like after a certain point that like they just stopped.
Right. They're like, he's not gonna listen.
Do you guys know what is it? What's that guitar like luthier brand? It's like Mick something. I don't know.
McLady's guitars.
Yeah, no, it's not
McCabe's.
That.
It's not McCabe's in Santa Monica.
Oh yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's like they're like a supplier for like luthiers, but the dude that like
oh, it's like Steven. Oh, what? Mac
Miller.
Do you think Mac luthier Donald. Is dangerously close to Lucifer? Do you think there's any connection there between the two, the occupation and the devil?
Dude, maybe it was just like a guy with a lisp. For a second, so dude, it was probably just a guy with a lisp trying to say Lucifer.
Luthier.
Luthier. Mac, it's like Mac something, right? Mac Stewart.
Mac Stewart.
Stewart Mac.
Stewart Mac.
Is that it?
Stewart Macintosh Plus. yeah, it's Stu Mac.
I can't believe I got that.
There's like I don't know if it's Stuart Mac himself or just like one of their head luthiers, but they did a video of him like fixing up Trigger that I thought was pretty
He did?
Yeah, he got to do like a whole video.
I think it. I saw that. It's a mess. They've like added
and there's like a hole in the middle of the guitar. Like,
and it sounds wicked.
I know, I don't know how.
Dude.
It's Willie.
You can get lost in the it's Willie, man.
That dude that's smokes. Like Jack White's guitar, the K. You know, that Hollywood, okay? Like, how is that guitar still alive?
He's still, I haven't seen any videos of, maybe it's.
I have seen one recently.
Recently?
Yeah. It could be a different one, but I doubt it.
Have you listened to any of that new record?
I love it. I thought I told you, but I really, really liked it. The one that's like acoustic, it's like.
Entering Heaven Alive.
I liked that one better than the last one. It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
I have to check it out. I still haven't listened to the last one.
It's not just because I'm a sucker for Jack
I was Black. Really just scared that they were going to both be kind of like underwhelming, especially after the Rag and Tours record, and I was just too scared to listen.
I think I'm at the point where I've just accepted that I just like everything he does. I'm just there, you know?
And who gives a fuck?
And even if everyone else hates it, I'm like...
Who gives a rat's ass?
Just listen.
Who gives a good gosh dang it?
Yeah, you all right there?
Dude... I think I need to go. You're going to talk like this on the podcast.
I just made a mess.
It looked like you just hit some smelling salts or something.
Dude, I straight up just snorted some meth before I walked in this room.
Yeah, we were doing
wasabi snooters, dude. Dude, you found your dog in Mexico?
We can't do that because what?
Yeah, I'm going to flip a fucking...
We were workshopping a Steve-O impression while we were
while I was setting up this entire fucking podcast.
Yeah.
And all I got to listen to was... Go ahead, do it. Just so they get a picture of what I had to listen to.
I'm dog in Mexico, dude. I'm Steve-O. This is Wasabi Snooters. What a mess.
Like, you're not that short, wee man.
All right.
That's
enough. I've had it up to here.
If
actually we talked about Wee Man last episode, talking about Wee Man's Chronic Tacos with the
restaurant, Zachary right?
Tabori.
Yeah,
it's just man now.
It's just man's just Chronic man Tacos.
That guy died though, right?
Wee Man,
yeah,
Wee Man is like doing kickflips and like smoking stuff and is like, what's that?
You talking about Ryan Dunn?
Yeah, that guy exploded.
No, I know he's dead. I thought there was someone similar with like a similar condition that passed away recently, but maybe I'm tripping.
Gary Coleman? Is Gary Coleman dead?
No.
He's been dead, right? Texting and driving.
All
right?
I know is Billy Mays is dead, and I've never fully recovered.
Dude, Billy Mays was off the rock, dude.
Yeah, he was on the rock.
He was off what?
Coke, bro. That's how he died.
Pretty.
On an airplane, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty rock and roll, though.
But he got hit in the head with like some like luggage, and I think he got like a blood clot.
Oh, is that what it really was?
Yeah.
Okay, but if that's all it takes.
They found the cocaine in his system when they did the autopsy.
Right, right.
Which is pretty dope in my eyes, if you ask
me. Dude, yeah.
Little old me. I would do...
He's the OxyClean guy. He's a fucking rock star amongst, like, you know, like...
Dude, the only person, only like infomercial person that I wouldn't do drugs with is the dude from Slap Chop.
Oh, and the what's the guy who went to jail?
That guy.
Is that the guy?
Yeah,
he like slap chopped a woman.
He assaulted a sex worker.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He looked like
he had a crazy eye.
He was like in the infomercial.
You're gonna love my nuts. You know, anybody that says that on national television.
He said you're gonna love my nuts.
Yeah, you don't remember that? You're gonna love my nuts.
No, I don't remember that.
That was his line.
He looked like he was methed out.
When is the last time you've seen like a genuine infomercial?
I don't even watch television anymore.
Yeah,
I can't
even they're on TV. Yeah, if you have like an old person in your life and they're living in your home, you'll see some infomercials. Right.
Like on the Hallmark Channel or some shit.
Yeah, I miss that.
Or on like Untrue TV.
No, we definitely have like, there's versions of infomercials like, oh, you know what's a good infomercial that you see? It's on YouTube. It's that one guy that's like the drip plug-in. One click and it's perfect. Yeah. That's an infomercial, bro.
It really is. You know what infomercials I really miss are the like CD package ones, like the like the holiday special, like featuring hits such as
supposed to live without you.
Oh yeah. Kids Bop.
Yeah.
Oh, those were sick.
I hated hearing those kids sing those songs though.
Dude, some of them were getting into it.
What's that one? We were playing it on the way that when we went to Yosemite, Jason and Edwin showed me there's like a there's something with Kids Bop where
I remember
what's her name? She's J-Lo. J-Lo has like this.
They do a J-Lo song?
Yeah, evidently. So evidently J-Lo is like a fucking monster in the studio and she's just like a huge fucking asshole.
Okay.
Oh, and I thought you were going to like say something.
I thought you were going to say she like kills
she just,
it.
Yeah, she just spits
no,
mad
like
bars.
She's a piece of shit.
Okay.
And I guess she did something for some Kids Bop thing and the producer, she had like auto-tune on and she doesn't hit the note quite right and the auto-tune is like really working to get it.
Yeah.
And then they left that in the final mix that goes on and you can find it. She's singing something. I think she's singing, I think it's like a Whitney Houston track or something like that. And the very track ends with like the auto-tune like,
yeah.
And the song ends.
But the auto-tune isn't present on the rest of the song. Like it's
no,
supposed
it's
to sound
on.
Like
it's like, but he actually like mixed it.
Yeah.
And you could tell that was like the producer, like the whoever was mixing it, just being like, fuck you. Like,
damn.
It's really funny. I can't remember what it is and I don't want to.
Hey, can I ask you to grab me a beer? Would that be all right with you? I asked you.
Yeah, champ. Is it okay if I grab one for myself?
Let me get that.
I would prefer not. Which one? Huh? Would you? Oh, for the empties? We're putting the empties over there.
No. I'm talking about this guy right here.
Oh shit! Is that nicotine?
Fucking,
can I? Yeah, can I sit on that?
You can. Only
it looks like something
on
you sit on.
Dude, they make the silicone ones that are like all rubbery and dildo-like.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
They know what they're doing. It looks like a whippets.
Dude.
Yeah, it does kind of look like a whippets. A whippets.
Can I hit that?
That's one drug I would never do.
Whippets. It's just compressed CO2.
I knew a girl.
It just makes you go dumb for a couple of seconds.
No, I know, that shit's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
I knew a girl in high school.
That shit's stupid as fuck. That shit's dope.
I knew a girl in high school where she like came home and her like sister was like fucking around with that shit and like she found her like little sister like had passed away.
Yeah. No, I've heard stories like that too where people will like you hear about people doing the fucking the whipped cream. You like
that's
just like the same effect, kind of like.
Well, that's what a whippet. It's like the CO2 cartridges for those things. You just
to
the dome though. You know, just the CO2, kind of epic.
One of those little.
Can you just use your words and not just bark at?
I know
your friend.
I just didn't know what it was called, and I had to. I had to use. We had to play a little game.
Do you have a favorite Western movie? Do you watch Westerns?
I think they're cool.
Nope.
Nah.
No, I do. Fistful of Dynamite. Not Fistful of Dollars, but Fistful of Dynamite.
If you said Fistful of Dollars, I was gonna be like, that's a slow, long movie to be your favorite movie.
No.
What's Fistful of Dynamite?
It's a separate trilogy by Sergio Leone. Of the same universe, and it's the Mexican. That's his name. Don't come at me. I'm sorry. That's what they named him. I'm sorry. But
they couldn't even like do like a cheap racist Mexican name. It's just like
he's not even Mexican. He's Italian. I think he's quite literally spray tanned.
That was probably very much the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spaghetti Western.
And what year is this? Like an older movie, or
yeah, it's like 1970 something.
Okay.
But yeah, same universe, but different trilogy.
Different dudes. Like,
yeah. It's cool because it kind of takes place in like the 1910s, which is kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that dude, he's like fucking down on his luck. He's like doing like Stagecoach Robbery, and he's just like
he's headlining Stagecoach.
Yeah, he's headlining Stagecoach
with Brad Paisley.
Just fucking whoever Chris else Stapleton. Plays this.
I worked that Brad Paisley show. Gotta say, hell of a guitar player.
He's got wicked
chops.
Yeah, he's got wicked chops for sure. I can't knock it because he's a riffer.
He's a riffer, dude.
And as a riffer myself, I can't knock
it. You can't disrespect it. It's kind of like, it made me go like this a couple times.
I fuck with his signature Telecaster too.
Yeah.
Oof. His Telecaster.
It's got Paisley on it.
Yeah, and it's sparkly.
Paisley
as in like the white girl name. It's got a picture
Paisley's,
of a girl
dude,
named Paisley.
Paisley's the name of a white girl with a fat ass.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
I was going to say, I would fuck with a Paisley.
Yeah, she's got...
I'd say what's up to Paisley.
She grew up spiritual.
She's got really small feet, though.
She's got one of those, like, tapestries in her room. Yeah. That's, like, the big one with, like, the design, you know?
And for whatever reason, she's always wearing, like, a gray sweater. Like,
okay.
A gray sweater,
what
but
time
those,
of the year, those, it's always...
those fucking cursed bottoms. Like,
it's like her older brothers or something that, like, died in Iraq or something.
You know those, like, tights that, like, they were... Like,
do you mind turning that off?
Yeah, sorry.
Can you turn your fucking phone off while I'm trying to describe Paisley?
It's Joel. It's probably important.
It's Joel?
Yeah.
He's like, have you seen the latest South Park episode?
Yeah, he's like, watches anime.
Anyways, you remember those fucking tights that were like big for a second where it's like tights up top, so like cheeks up, but then they like fray out like bell bottoms, you know?
Oh, the yoga pants.
Yoga pants. Yeah.
Those were ungodly.
Yeah, but also,
yeah, everybody's on those, those Amazon leggings that like just fucking, they contoured everything. Dude.
Yeah.
They gave you a monkey if you had one. Yeah. Straight monkey's knuckle.
Damn,
dude.
Camel down there.
Yeah. One of those, dude.
Give me an elephant knuckle, bro.
Yeah, dude, straight up. It's like Homer Simpson's mouth.
Jesus. Oh, man.
But, you know, back to the fucking movie. It's cool. It's the dude from Fistful of Dollars. He's like down on his luck. He's like doing Stagecoach Robbery, and he's kind of bored with it. And then he bumps into this fucking guy on a motorcycle. It's like
in 1910.
In the 1910s, I guess the first iteration of a motorcycle existed.
Motorized bicycle.
Yeah, motorized.
What the hell?
And it's this guy. He's like a terrorist from Ireland. He like runs around with like
sounds about right.
He's dope though. He's got like a bag full of dynamite and just blows shit up.
His name's the Potato.
Yeah.
The Potato. Something like that. It sounded like
something like that.
Sounded like what's his name? Sounded like the dude from what's his name from Lord of the Rings? His friend, tubby guy.
Samwise.
Yeah.
So that he's got a name like that.
Yeah. Well, that just sounded like how I said the potato.
The potato.
Taters.
Potatoes.
Mr. Potatoes.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. it's just fucking.
Good,
and then and somehow this fucking Irish terrorist ends up like assisting the Mexican Revolution somehow. And then he's gone.
Talk about a movie about different cultures coming together.
Dude, it's kind of rad in its own
right. They're not racist.
It's
they're,
not even
no,
like
they're
a
it's partners.
It's like a Western by like time setting. You know what I mean? It's like not like a traditional Western, but it's fucking cool.
I'm down to watch it.
It's pretty rad.
What's it called? The Mexican?
Yes.
It's called Irishman with Dynamite.
Fistful of Potatoes.
Fistful of Fistful of Dynamite. I forget the Italian name. It's got a different name in
Moose
Italy.
Knuckle.
Fistful of Homer Simpson's mouth. Fistful of Paisley.
Yes. Well, where do we go from there?
Dude, that's such a visual. Homer Simpson's mouth.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always loved it. The way the 5 o'clock shadow is drawn on Homer.
It's fucking
rough. Paints a picture.
Well, yeah, with those Amazon leggings, you could probably did look like, you know, if you could see through it enough,
yeah. Probably looks, there's probably a little 5 o'clock shadow under those leggings, too. You know what I mean?
Poking through.
I don't mind a little stubble, you know what I mean?
Enough.
Can you hand me one
enough.
Of those?
Can you hand him one of those, please?
I got you.
I have a fractured thumb.
He's got a busted thumb, bro. He's a luthier. He can't fuck with his hands.
He's a Luciferness.
Dude, they're coming back, aren't they? Hopefully.
They
were. Played like a show. Dude. I think Mark hates being the front man for a band.
That's his own fault for being the front man of a band.
Yeah, I mean,
no offense, Mark.
No, I don't think he gives a shit. I think he knows it's like silly because they've played so many shows, and like every time before they play, Mark would get so nervous.
For anybody that doesn't know Mark, he was the vocalist of a band called Luciferinus. They were like a sort of long-running metal band, crossover band from the San Fernando Valley. They were pretty cool.
What's the crossover?
They did a lot of punk stuff underneath the metal. I think that was kind of neat. But they didn't do it like all the time. I think they had like songs that were like, hey, this is a punk song, and this is like a kind of a hardcore song, and this is more of a thrash song. But then they'd be like death metal at times.
Yeah. How long, and I'm only asking this because I'm square, but like how long did it take you to differentiate between the different types of like
metal,
hardcore metal, thrasher? Like what makes what?
It's generally either instrumentation. Or I guess like instrumentation.
Vocal style too, right?
Vocal style.
Vocal style for sure.
Excuse me.
Epic.
Like that's like death metal vocal right there. Or like a gore grind.
Right, so you just like gore grind and I'm like, what is that?
So the other telltale sign is the lyrical content. So
how
death
much
metal,
they hate their parents?
No, it's generally like, I feel like, so thrash is sometimes like pretty political.
Right. Okay.
Sometimes. Doesn't
is
have
suicidal
to be.
Tendencies thrash.
Suicidal tendencies is sort of thrash. I would say they're more punk thrash, if anything. Like they're like punky. I don't know. They're they grew up in like the 80s hardcore boom of LA too. Yeah. LA hardcore is booming all over, but like they're kind of one of those bands that exists in like a lot of people's like palette, whether or not they listen to like certain styles of music that they say they listen to or not.
Right.
But like for me, like death metal, for instance, is generally you can tell the difference from like thrash and death metal because like thrash music is like pretty like high tempo.
It's fast, right.
It's fast.
Yeah.
And the vocal styles are like more of like a yell.
Okay.
Or like a scream. And then like a death metal is more of like a guttural with like high screams.
That's death metal.
Yeah, metal. And then the lyrical content in death metal is like at least like old death metal, it used to be like very much inspired by like satanic things or like horror movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's like a modern day like death metal boom going on right now where it's like kind of all over the place in terms of like lyrical content. Like there's bands about like just doing drugs and getting fucked up.
Yeah.
And then there's bands that are like writing shit about like fucking ninth dimension aliens that walk among us and shit. It's kind of cool.
True,
like, are those like the Swedish ones, right?
No, not necessarily. I feel like the Swedish stuff is usually more like on the satanic end.
Right. Okay, that makes sense too.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends though.
So right. So where does like Greenwich like kind of fall on that spectrum?
I'd say our earlier stuff for sure was more on the science fiction-y kind of death metal. Because obviously you can't tell that we have a science fiction like influence through like the instrumentation. But if you actually read the lyrics and like look at the artwork and stuff, you can see where that kind of comes into play. But
right.
The more recent stuff, we've been kind of trying out like different avenues and stuff. So like the release that we just put out, Gridwalker, they're sort of like not too far from that like realm of me. Like we didn't stray too far, but like they're definitely much more like based in reality, I'd say. Like
more human, having to do with like human
problems, like human emotions and stuff. Yeah. I think some of the newer stuff that we haven't recorded yet, we have a song that I don't know if I should say it, but we say it all the time when we play it. It's called Human Skeet Farm. It's about being like farmed for your skeet.
What's
like,
skeet?
Skeet is like a
skeet.
Yeah, like your cum.
Yeah, it's like cum and like buildup of cum and like.
How could I participate in one of these farms? That Greenwich is
as soon as the camera
so it's supposed to be kind of like a scary like bad thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, right,
you don't
right.
want to go to
I'm
the
very scared right, right, right.
Like anyway, it sounds cool being an outsider, like yeah, who doesn't want to get like milked for your skeet all day, but like when it's like your only purpose in life and you're just locked on a farm somewhere in the world that you're just getting milked hourly. You know what I mean? They just put ice on it and then they
I don't want that. I don't
milk me for my skeet, please.
No, seriously.
What is what is like a band do with all that skeet?
What does everyone do with their skeet?
What does everybody do with their skeet? That's up to everybody's discretion. So it's going to be a different answer from anybody you ask. But personally.
What do you?
I like to spread it across like some toast.
Is that vegan?
For sure. If you asked for it nicely.
Okay.
And if
so it has to be consensual.
That's my personal take on it.
So that's vegan?
Yeah. If it's consensual skeet.
That tracks.
Skeet, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like all skeet's vegan.
I would hope.
It's like,
I don't think if you obtain the skeet,
Forcibly.
Yeah, in a way that's not, agreeable to all parties involved.
Then it becomes like eating meat.
Yeah.
I would say it's just a bit worse.
Right.
Maybe like one bracket above.
No, it's definitely worse.
I'd say it's like one bracket above.
We can't air this.
Do you think there's a lot of skeet farms in the valley?
I would hope not. I'm a big fan of the valley. I don't want to believe that's going on here.
Yeah.
But if it is, I'm going to get to the bottom
of it. Where, if it is?
It's in Simi.
This would be a really good premise for True Detective Season 4.
Where there's a skeet. All right.
We bring McConaughey back and Woody Harrelson back.
You add Andy Dick.
Yeah. Who's Andy Dick?
You don't remember Andy Dick?
Isn't he like an old comedian?
Yeah, and he's the most obnoxious fucking human being on the planet.
Is he like skinny-ish, got his gray hair?
He's got glasses.
I think I know exactly.
He looks like an Andy, and he's shaped like a dick.
Nice. Andy.
With ears.
Yep. Okay.
Let me see.
Yeah, I got you. Give me 2 seconds here. This
for anybody at home, you can just look that up.
Remember that guy?
No.
Andy Dick.
Dude, you know who he looks like? He looks like... Who's that reporter?
Andy Dick.
He looks like Anderson Cooper.
He looks like Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper if Anderson Cooper got like fucked up. You know what I mean?
He looks like, that guy looks like a little strung out.
Like a little messed up Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. I would kick it with like fucked up Anderson Cooper. I would kick it with sober Anderson Cooper.
Definitely. Well, yeah. I feel like he comes off like a little pretentious sometimes.
Sometimes.
But
Anderson Cooper?
Yeah. But he's a reporter. He's like a Hollywood guy. He's like
CNN. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, he only cares about making
getting some ass.
Cares about that paycheck, baby.
Making the money, the big bucks.
Cares about that paycheck.
He does all his work pro bono.
Whoa.
No, that's not true at all.
He just has a passion for the news.
Yeah, for the truth.
And
for the
skeet,
truth.
Apparently. From what I hear.
Anderson Cooper was probably comes from a skeet farm.
Dude,
he's just too good looking to be a naturally made. He's
definitely a test tube, baby. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Is he going to be on the show next week? Because I know we were talking to him.
I would be down.
No, like I reached out and he said like he'd be down, he wasn't sure,
if we had any cowboy hats for him.
Yeah, well, he was concerned about like the skeet, if we were going to have enough.
Hey, I'm right here, guys. You can talk about this later. You got,
yeah, we'll talk.
The,
we'll
you got
we'll
the next best thing, all right?
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
The next best thing.
Do you do you think there's any merit to the pineapple thing?
What's the pineapple
like
thing?
If you
eat, you eat fruit?
Oh, it makes your cum taste different?
Yeah.
It makes
I've heard,
sweeter.
I've heard it from girls that it does.
From
that,
personal experience?
I
lay on my back. And
not
I
for myself. These are just like
myself.
Tales I've heard that what you eat definitely decides
generally,
your
diet,
taste of your cum.
I've heard that too. Your diet increases or it improves the taste of a lot of things.
For sure.
What else?
And also,
what else would it?
Nothing that I could say on the air.
Your poo poo?
I was.
Well, it makes your piss will smell a different way depending on what you eat.
You ever eat asparagus?
Oh, for sure. That's the classic one. Yeah.
Is it a detox or what the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, it must be some sort of thing that just makes more of whatever that is come out.
I love asparagus.
I love asparagus too.
I'm a big fan of asparagus.
Did you see HelloFresh fucked me with that lettuce wrap?
I did.
Damn, bro.
I thought it looked good.
It was a low carb situation. The picture. Here's the thing. First I was gonna post that before I made it, and then I was like, no,
let's try.
Let me make it because what if I make it and it's gas?
Yeah.
It was,
but
good.
I made it. Well, it was good, but it was just like it's just a bad like like putting a bunch of like yeah. Ooh. It's not a good support for like grinded meat. It's like,
what about larb though?
What's that? Larb?
Larb.
What's larb?
Yeah, isn't that? It's like a.
It's like a. I forget. It's like a.
Asian, right? Is it Thai?
Whoa.
Is that I think
I think it's Thai or Vietnamese. I can't remember.
I think it is Vietnamese.
It's like ground seasoned pork with like spices and or like little like garnishes and stuff. You eat it in like a little piece lettuce.
I'm not saying no. There's nobody that could have made it better than me.
Well, but I'm just saying Wyatt hates the Asian community.
I'm just saying this seemed like a sort of a south of the border sort of.
It looked like Tex-Mex, it was like the shit didn't fit in the
I ended up just eating the pork out of the fucking pan.
That sounds right.
Yeah,
like you were standing over the stove.
Yes.
Were you like hyperventilating to
No, but I was just like it was hot.
Oh, it's so hot.
Something hot in your mouth. You're like,
I'm late for work. Were you?
And this is after. This is post work.
Today.
Oh, yesterday.
That's the worst. Like after a long day at work, you come home and
I gotta fucking cook all this shit now.
Or not even just that, but like when you're like you cook all this shit and it's like mid as fuck.
Oh no. Okay. So the thing is that the pork itself.
Yeah, you're like fuck. Like
the pork itself wasn't mid. The pork itself was really good because it had like diced onions and peppers in it and shit.
Ooh.
I just ditched the. I made one lettuce wrap. And I struggled to eat it. It like all fell out. I'm like sitting there, you know.
Maybe
like,
the lettuce wasn't ideal.
Maybe it could have been the lettuce, but it was falling out of the lettuce all over the place. Like I ended up just like for a couple of bites, like eating a piece of pork and then eating, because you know how I do that sometimes. I'll take separate ingredients.
To separate.
Yeah, and eat them. So I took like a little piece of the lettuce and a little piece of the pork and like did that for a second. And I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna eat this shit out of the pan.
Could have just made it like into a salad, chopped it into
Yeah,
like,
that would have been good too. That would have been better.
Like a taco bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not like it adds a lot. And you know, lettuce isn't like flavorful.
No, lettuce is very nutritious. I like lettuce either. Too. I'm not hating on lettuce, you know.
What kind of lettuce was it?
Lettuce.
Was it like a nice butter lettuce? Or like an iceberg?
It was like a what's the long, what's like in like the head like that? What is that?
That's when you get you topped off.
I was literally about to say something.
It was like it was like the lettuce like that that comes like that.
Quicker on the draw there, Tex.
Yeah.
Anyways, Dude, that sounds like in theory it'd be pretty like fine, but I could see why it would just suck.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked good on paper. It didn't even look like, as soon as I pulled it out of the box, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
But
yeah, you gotta get a larb in you.
I need some more larb.
Larb, dude.
If they would have sent some larb, I would have been stoked.
Dude, larb.
You ever larb out?
No.
Dude, I need that fucking vape right now.
Vape them up.
Put it in my hand.
Yes, sir.
I'm your guest.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. I'll leave it.
It's my bad hand, right?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. You wanna talk about that?
Do you want to talk about it? Shit, should I?
I don't know.
It's
a little controversial.
To the people
you were putting
that
your thumb where?
I couldn't get it out.
Well, let's just leave it at that.
To the poor individuals that I punched at Sound and Fury this year, come forward. I'm sorry. I'll buy you lunch or something.
Survivors.
There's like four or five of you fucking fools, and I'm...
When it happened, you were like, I fucked up. Was it immediate?
It hurt. I knew I threw the punch in an awkward way, and I was like, that wasn't a good punch, but then I punched like four more people.
And that's what...
And then I was sitting there, I'm like, that kind of hurt, but like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then throughout the night, because the midnight hour where I've been working, mm-hmm. Before ESP, but still currently.
Shouts out.
We had a booth, so I was kicking at the booth, and my hand was like hurting like a fucking monkey's uncle, dude.
Yeah. I haven't heard that in a while. I like that.
Dude, I'm just trying to keep it, you know, PG for the fans.
Right.
Yeah.
Like fuck a fucking monkey's uncle.
Right.
But so it started to hurt and it was swelling. I was like, maybe I just sprained it or
it
something.
Was what?
I was sitting on a dildo. I couldn't get it out. Anyways, it just started to swell up. And then I went home that night and I slept on it. And then I woke up the next day. My fucking hand was huge.
Really?
Yeah, that shit looked like I had like a big foam thumb, like a big foam finger with a thumbs up.
Big foam finger.
And I waited till the end of the day to go to urgent care.
Great.
I have a story very similar to this.
If
I want to tell it.
If that's not a man's like thing to do, like to be like, I'm sure it'll be fine by the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, I iced it. I was just like, I didn't ice it when I got home. I iced it the next day. I was like, oh, it's fine. I've never had a broken bone before or like a fracture or anything. So I was like, oh, it must be fine.
Well, you fucking, yes, you did.
No. I was born with something.
No, but they broke your.
They didn't break them. They
just shaved some of your.
They shaved bone. They sawed it off. And then they reinserted it into a different part of my body. So no, it wasn't a fracture.
They just gave you a little tune.
I don't know what that felt like though. You know what I mean? Like when it's accidental like that. Like that was intentional, so I was expecting pain. But it's also my hand. I imagine it feels.
Did they put wheels on your ankles and stuff? When
dude, I got permanently installed Heelys.
That'd be kind of sick.
Dude, I get to the bus all quick too.
It's like 50 years from now, everyone's got Neuralink and Harley's got like
Heelys.
Damn, how'd you get those?
You should see him go upstairs.
I'm like Iron Man, but I can't leave the ground.
We went up the escalator to get beers from Ralph's before coming here. It was a fucking, he was like Bambi on ice trying to get up that thing. It's like
Bambi on ice. He's doing like spins and shit.
Classic.
But yeah, so I went to urgent care. It took like 2 hours. Finally got an x-ray. And I talked to the x-ray lady. I was like, hey, how does it look?
how are we doing there, chief? Be
honest with me. Is it fucked? And she was like, it looks fine to me. I was like, that's relieving. So they put me in a room. I waited like 30 minutes.
She's like, I don't know.
I'm just the x-ray lady.
I'm the x-ray technician.
That's what she said. She's like, don't take my word for it, but it looks okay to me. I was like, that's relieving. So I sit in the waiting room. I sat in the waiting room, then they put me in a room, and then the doctor comes in. He's like, what's going on?
It's like you explain everything to the nurse. They write it all down, and then the doctor makes you explain
everything.
Literally
every time.
I was like, I think I broke my shit, dog. Low-key, I think I broke
doctor,
my shit.
I think
he's like, he was like, wow, are you a doctor too?
Dude, it looks fucked, is what he said. This shit's all...
No, he did not.
He said, your shit's busted.
He said, listen, buster.
Yeah, he's like, this shit's busted.
But, so, I explained my situation. He's like, I'm gonna go look at the x-ray, and I'll come back. Wait like another 25 minutes.
Why?
Because like, for whatever reason, he didn't have the x-rays in the room.
Do you ever wonder what the doctors are doing?
Dude, like, they were busy. They were
busy.
Because Sound and Fury was the day before?
Yeah, everybody there I recognized. No.
Then we'll give him a pass.
But no, he came and he's like, yeah, so it looks irregular to me. I could definitely see a fracture. I'm going to have the radiologist look at it tomorrow and we'll contact you if anything needs to be done to it. But we're going to set you up with like a brace and you're going to wear that. For the time being, he didn't even give me like a specific amount of time. He's like, you're just gonna keep wearing this for a while. I was like, right, cool.
Yeah.
So I did that for like 3 weeks, and then I realized how much it sucks not being able to use your hands. So I started taking it off.
Yeah.
I'm not rocking it right now. It still hurts.
Yeah.
Is
this still the time frame where you should be wearing it?
I probably should be.
You're gonna get a call tomorrow and be like, hey, you're still wearing that, right?
Listen, bro, as long as you keep that cowboy hat on, you got nothing to worry about.
Dude, this is my medicine. This is what they prescribed me.
Yeah, that's all you need.
They're trying to suppress your medicine.
They prescribed me ibuprofen, actually. No, it was like Motrin with ibuprofen.
That's the good shit.
Were you like, can this get me high?
It's like 600 milligrams, so it's like it just kind of makes me like tired, I think. Yeah. It really just helped with the swelling because the swelling was pretty bad.
Was bad.
For a week.
Yeah, for sure.
My hand was fat.
Yeah.
I had some fat. Like you can even see the individual knuckles for a little bit. It was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it hurts too.
Yeah.
You're all fucking swollen.
But I feel fine now. I've been rocking it without the brace for a couple days now for my new job because I need to use my hands.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to bother me too much, except if like I can't put pressure. If I can't like use my thumb to put pressure on things, like I can grab like a how primates do it. You know, they don't use their thumbs.
They just use like a grip.
Yeah, they just grip their.
Dude, I broke my little finger when I was like, I don't know, 13 or 14. It's still off to the side a little bit, but it's kind of a similar story. It was like me and my younger brother were playing football. I threw the football to me and like bounced off the ground and I went to catch it and it like just bopped into my pinky like that. And it like hurt like right away. I was like, fuck. I don't think I said fuck.
I don't think I even was really like a monkey's uncle, mother trucker.
You're like a butt cheek on a stick. Yeah, dude, I was like, fine, bro. And like time and time again.
My dad was outside talking to the neighbor, and like I went over to show my dad. I was like, I jammed my finger really bad, and he goes like this, like thinking, like do it, like with all good intention.
Yeah, he was like this.
He tried to rub it out a little bit. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, that still hurts. That hurts a lot. And he's like, well, you're probably all right. Like, blah, blah, blah. I try to keep playing football with my brother. And I'm like, I go back. And I'm like, this really hurts. So we like go into the bathroom. And he's like, can you close? He's like, can you move your finger at all? And I was trying to, I couldn't move it at all. And he's like, all right, well.
He said, all right, kid.
He's like, you're not going to college.
You're not going to get a scholarship anytime soon.
He's like, get the fuck out of this house right now. No.
He's like, God damn it. You're my fucking meal ticket.
Yeah. He's like, you know, if it's like, I can't remember exactly what it was, but he was kind of just like, and I didn't think it was that bad either. Kind of blew it off.
We're gonna have to put you down.
So like, went overnight.
Just look at the next morning.
Next morning, I woke up. Look at the rabbits.
Look at those, the flowers, right?
No, it's the rabbits.
Oh, the rabbits.
From Mice and Men.
Yeah. Of Lenny and Kravitz.
Dude, do you remember when he like did the squats while playing guitar and his
full cock, his dick came out? And balls.
Dude, that
he
thing
just
got
is packed
sweet.
With Shmi, bro.
That thing is sweet.
He had a sweet cock.
He was mad about it though, and there's no reason to be.
Dude, I understand.
He had a great cock.
Yeah, like you're hung as fuck. Like, why are you mad about your dick falling out?
Dude, you were the one that didn't wear underwear.
That's the surprise. Yeah. I think he wants to be like, hey, you're gonna find out one day. You know what I mean? Like in the right context. Like,
my cock is nice.
It's a sweet.
Maybe he did it on purpose.
Sweet member. Dude, he like sat in the backstage.
He's like, I'm just gonna put on this really
fraying the edges.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna put on this really fragile pair of pants and just like really rock today.
He had,
and then we have like a seam ripper. Like,
and wasn't he like, he was clean, right?
Dude, it was fucking shaved.
Yeah,
there's no way that was an accident.
Nah, his dick looks nice.
Can you pull up a picture of that?
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I got you. Let's look at Lenny Kravitz's talent.
This episode is requiring a lot of research. We really need a guy for this. We really need a guy that we're all just like.
Yeah, I feel like the fans are like, fuck, Lenny Kravitz's dick came out. I got to look that up now.
Yeah.
That's old. That's old news.
It is old. That's like quite a few years ago.
You guys remember when Fergie pissed herself on stage wearing like a tank top? She's wearing like a wife beater and some like Dickies, like khaki shorts.
Yeah,
and she
bro,
pissed
he was
herself on stage.
Trow, bro. Hold on. And he was wearing a cock ring too.
No way.
On God, bro.
No way.
Like a cock ring or like a Prince Albert piercing?
No, a cock ring.
Did it fall off when that happened?
Hold on.
You just hear like a ding. Wait.
Maybe that's his like show ring, you know? He's like, it's like the good luck ring. He's got a gig today.
Yeah,
dude. Sliding this baby on.
Dude, this used to be Eddie Van Halen.
He's got a fat cock, bro. Hold on. I'm trying to get a good picture because they're all fucking blurry and shit.
Dude, that man looks like he's sitting on a pig.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
Sitting on a hog, bro.
Oink, oink.
Here's like a very blurry picture.
Can you zoom out? Okay, I can see. Yeah, he's
dude,
definitely
that,
got a ring on
the
there.
It's the worst fucking possible
I know.
Picture.
Hold on.
Makes it look really unflattering.
This one's blurry too. They've blurred it out. Hold on. I'm trying to get a good picture of his cock, bro.
I just saw the video today on like TikTok.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's like,
look at that.
Dude, he is sitting on a hog.
And he's making
his face, dude. He's like,
that guy's riding a pig, dude.
Dude, he's totally
he's
got
flaccid,
a ring
bro.
On.
Because when it pops out, you can see it's like jangles. You know what I mean?
Right. It goes like,
yeah, it goes like, you know, it's not like hard.
That's
you,
amazing,
it's like
bro.
A door stopper when you like pluck it. Like, I can't even make the sound.
Dude, oh my God.
Hold on, there is a gif of it here. There it is.
There it is.
I got a gif.
Boom.
Dude.
Yeah.
It almost hits the fucking stage monitor.
He swings downwards, dude. I'm surprised he didn't thump on something.
It's powerful.
He could have unplugged his guitar or something.
He could have tripped over that thing on
he's
stage.
He's got a baseball bat for sure.
Jesus, Murphy Jones.
At least, you know, if he decides to quit music, he can always get into the MLB.
Dude, has there ever been a musician that's... Oh, J. Cole played basketball, right? A musician that switched over to sports?
Well, I would say...
J. Cole?
Marty Robbins.
In Africa, he played basketball.
I guess it's not like a sports
J. Cole?
Sport.
Look it up.
Really?
Yeah. I guess it's
we
not
need
quite,
a Jamie, bro.
I know, dude. I know.
I guess it's not quite like sports, but Marty Robbins, after doing country music, got into NASCAR racing.
That's tight.
Yeah. He was like, fuck
it. You know
what
I think is...
At the high, like, after he's already been like super successful and shit, too.
Oh,
he's like,
shit,
fuck it,
yeah.
I'm going to do NASCAR.
You know what's sick is...
he played with the Rwanda Patriots.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Like last year.
Yeah, recently.
Huh.
Paul Newman was a race car driver.
No shit.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, that's sick. I would love... And he started racing when he was like 40, like when he's old.
Dude, Newman's Own? That Italian dressing?
Does that have relation to Paul Newman?
Yeah, Newman. Yeah,
really?
That's Paul Newman's dress.
It's his dressing?
I swear to God, yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Paul Newman. Paul Newman Daytona Rolex. Sickest watch in the world.
Yeah.
Hey.
We're actually giving out, we give watches to all our guests, so you just choose from any of the watches over there. And
you got a Rolex, you got a fucking Timex.
You got a Casio.
Swiss Army. I'll take the Swiss Army.
I would love to give to have like a Nardwuar type deal where we give our guests a gift. Like, what if we were like, Harley, have you heard of this ESP guitar from 1999?
What would it be?
That's a pretty good impression. This guy's over here saying I hate impressions, but he's pretty good at them. Dude, I would if he was gonna get probably like an 80s ESP, like a
Super they go back that long?
I think they started in the late 70s.
No shit.
Yeah, there's quite a few people that have been rock, like George Lynch from Dokken.
Right.
He's like a ESP guy.
I can see like a Dimebag Darrell playing like a ESP.
He was doing Dean. He was endorsed by, or he had a
Buddy,
couple signatures.
What's that, Buddy Rich? He wasn't playing those, was he?
Buddy Rich, probably.
No, I think he was. Wasn't he playing like, he was playing just Fenders, I thought.
No, Dean, you're right.
I'm thinking
the headstock like that.
Sorry, I'm thinking Buddy Guy.
Yeah, they had like, it's like a V-shaped headstock.
Yeah.
It's super
sick. Those guitars look sick. I think they look sick.
I think the Dimebag ML and like the Razorback are my two favorite shapes, but they're also the most extreme looking.
Yeah.
But you like that shit.
I'm all about it. I rock BC Rich, baby.
Yeah, I really like the shape
the
of those guitars.
Have, right?
I got a Warlock and an Ironbird.
Let's fucking go. I really like those shapes of the guitars. Eddie Van Halen had one where it's like the star kind of.
Oh, like, yeah. ESP does one called, it's literally called the ESP like star, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that shape.
There's an
I want to make one that's called the Kravitz and it's just a dick and balls. Mid jingle jangle.
The penis caster.
Yeah.
The hog.
Yeah, the
the pig caster.
It would be pretty rough to start a guitar company right now, right? Like the market's pretty like.
I disagree. I think right now is a good time to get into like boutique guitar making because, it is difficult to get around like lawsuits because, you know, every shape in the world is pretty much existed. It's patented except for like, you know, like I think Fender's pretty cool about their shapes being because
everything's got a Strat shape kind of, right?
Yeah, even like Epiphone has done like a Strat before. Okay. But Gibson is like notorious for bringing down like the
right.
the lawsuit hammer.
For
like,
sure.
The
they need all the fucking money they can get.
I mean, they've been bankrupt like how many times in the last like 20 years?
Yeah, they've been bankrupt a lot.
Yeah, I'm like throwing shade, but if you do decide to throw me a guitar, I'll keep quiet.
No, we'll bring him down.
Yeah.
We'll get him, buddy. We're gonna bring that goddamn company to the ground.
Yeah, Gibson. I don't know what the deal with them is because they get a lot of shit. They get a lot of shit from like the Les Paul headstocks breaking a lot, right? You spend like $4,000 on the guitar and then it breaks.
It's the specific angle puts a lot of stress. And the obvious fix would be to put a volute, which is like the little you carve like a. Not I don't know how to explain it. It's like a. Like a stopper that basically it relieves a lot of that pressure mm-hmm. on the actual headstock, and it would prevent that from breaking. So like when it would reinforce the headstock.
Yeah.
But they've been doing it the same way they've been doing it since the beginning of Gibson.
Yeah.
And I think their motto is really just like tradition. They don't really care to like explore too much.
Or whatever.
You know? They did drop like
it's
a new kind of
crazy. It's kind of crazy that those guitars are one piece of wood. Does any other guitar company do that?
Well, a lot of guitar companies do that. I would say actually, Gibsons are generally like two pieces of wood because they're set necks instead of through neck. But like, I would say a lot of like brands that do like metal guitars. I shouldn't say metal because like, you know, there's other musicians that play like through neck stuff. But through neck starts its life off as like several planks of wood glued together. Then you shape it from there.
Okay.
That's still like, I mean, one thing.
It's like that itself is like one piece though.
Yeah.
Because like the neck actually goes all the way down to the bottom of the body.
That's fucking, that's wild.
Yeah, it's the only downside though is like if it breaks, the guitar's fucked. You can't put like a new neck on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's not bolted
unless it's not a detachable piece. Yeah, you can't detach it. It's all part of the same piece, basically.
Yeah, that sounds like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you're just kind of fucked. Unless it's like a clean break and you can maybe glue it back and put some like some lines in it and really? Like repair it.
Yeah.
You really need a good
I hear like that. Like that method when you like glue a head back on, it's like never quite the same. Like, do you think that's true, or like it never stays in tune quite right, or it can be done?
It depends on the break and it depends on the repair job. Because sometimes it can actually make it even more stable.
Oh wow, okay.
Like on a lot of Gibsons, when they break at the headstock, it's actually like I have a Gibson Les Paul that has like a cracked headstock that like doesn't affect tuning stability in any way, shape, or form. But one day it's going to break probably because of the tension that is on the headstock.
Yeah.
And the moment that happens, I'm just going to get it glued, or I'll probably do it myself if anything. But
yeah,
you put splines in it where the break is, which reinforces that break or that crack.
Right, right.
And it's never going to break the same way ever again. It'll break like above that or below it maybe, but yeah, it'll never break the same way.
Because it's already happened in a way.
Yeah, and it's got even extra support now because you use extra, like a spline is like, use like a little
super thin piece of wood and you put it in the crack.
Yeah,
kind of, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that like braces it. So it's never, yeah, it's better that way.
Damn, dog.
But if you... I'm
taking my guitars to you, Harley.
I don't know. I'm still... like a novice at best. I mean, they hired me with like no professional experience. So if you're looking to get a job doing guitar teching,
he's full of shit.
Well, you did. You like?
I do all my own repairs and shit. And like that's why they hired me. So I would hope so, at least.
Were they like, show us an example of your work? And it's like,
fuck no.
This guitar that's like super glued together and like.
Looks really bad.
They didn't like ask me for any examples. They just asked me like my general knowledge of how to like go about like fixing certain things. Mm-hmm. And I know enough to get by basically, which is fine because they train you anyways. They want you to do it how they do it, which is good. I mean, because you get like the professional experience out of it. But if you have like the general knowledge and terminology down, like they're probably gonna want you, which is cool. So if you ever want to be a guitar tech, apply ESP Guitars.
That's dope.
I'm not like sponsored or anything, but you know.
You are being paid by them though to say that.
I am being paid.
They're sponsoring this episode, actually.
Yeah.
In that Harley's gonna give us both $20 at the end.
Fuck.
I heard we both get guitars at the end of this.
I gotta
go
to the bank actually. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
If you can find your car keys, go ahead. I realized we were talking all about Urgent Care and we didn't talk about our little foray.
My little peanut allergy.
You don't have to if you don't
want to. Fuck it. It's a story.
Yeah.
What happened? I know you're allergic to peanuts, but what happened?
Yeah, I'm allergic to nuts in general. That see, this is where the story gets complicated.
D's, Bofa.
Ligma.
Ligma.
Sugma.
Segma.
Sugandis.
I was thinking about that thing today where it was like the Green Goblin thing. He's like, Segma. He's like, what is it again?
Like, oh, wait. Yeah. He's like, I can't remember. Jason told us.
Yeah. Jason told us. Yeah. And he's like, what's Segma? He's like, Segma balls. Or Segma dick. But, we had it was my birthday. Like, it was my birthday on Saturday. And the previous weekend was when, like, the celebration was. And we all went fishing. Me, Maddie, and my roommate, Frost, went fishing. We had a great time.
Happy 40th.
And thank you. And we came back, we made some fish tacos, we had, Jason and Edwin and Alina came over, we had, you know...
Peanut oil.
No.
Oh, never mind.
And
he actually wouldn't get sick from peanut oil.
No, because once you fry peanuts, it's like...
No longer allergenic.
For people who are allergic to nuts, like they can eat stuff fried in peanut oil.
So do you think if we put you in a fryer that like you'd be fine?
Probably.
All
right. Wicked.
Leroy, ready the oil.
I would just come out as like a fried eggplant parmesan kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
crispy.
But anyway, later in the day, Edwin's girlfriend, Alina,
are they making whipping?
Very sweet.
They're having girl sex.
Brought over some cookies and cream ice cream, and I was in the pool, and I was like, I'm in the mood for some dessert, because it's at the end of the day, we're all fucking wasted.
Yeah, we're playing and, mouth, you know, pong.
Yeah, we're trying to get balls in our mouths and stuff like that.
What the fuck? You could have just called me.
And we'll describe this after.
Yeah, there's another part to that story.
Yeah, it was too
but butter. But then she gives us the ice cream, and I said, "Does this have nuts in it?" And this was my fault. I take full responsibility for this scenario. I was like, "Are there any nuts in this?" And she was like, "No, there's no nuts where I work." And then gave me the ice cream, and I started eating it. But I need to realize and understand that a coconut is not a nut, and that there's no really correlation there. Even though there's a nut in the name,
It's not understood to be a nut.
It's not a nut, really. And the ice cream was coconut based, which I didn't realize until my head was in the toilet because I was throwing up from an allergy, and it hit me like right away, and I was like.
You have like a couple bites and immediately you're like, nah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, I had a couple bites and I was like, something's wrong in my mouth. It's like, starts getting really tingly. So I go inside and I'm like, fuck, like I know exactly what's happening. And so I come back out, Carter and Maddie are.
So like Wyatt's been gone for like 20-ish minutes. So
yeah, yeah.
We're packing up. We're going to go to our friends like
is
having like.
Flatline in the bathroom.
No. Okay. And as soon as I realize it, this is another part of the story. I start just like hammering Benadryl in my. Yeah. Like I have like this generic Benadryl. I take like four of those. I'm like, this isn't going to be good enough. I run out to my car. I get like real Benadryl. Take like four of those. And I'm just like chugging water. And then I start throwing up, and like the Benadryl comes up.
Like what we were just like kind of casually like cleaning up some of the stuff, yeah. Like getting ready to go. We're gonna go to like Santa Clarita to go to this party after.
Yeah, and so
and Jason's like, "Have you seen Wyatt?" And I'm like, "No, I don't know. I don't know where he is, but like we'll catch you over there."
Yeah. So then I'm like, part of my problem is when this shit happens, like I get like a little bit panicky because it becomes scary. Like really like I'm like. Is this the worst it's going to get? Is it going to get it worse? Because I'm like throwing up a lot. Like it's like I get this like back pain. It makes me have to go like this. Like it's just like this horrible back pain. And then like my throat starts to kind of, it gets more difficult to breathe. I have to breathe like this. It's like it becomes like this. And I'm like, it's like this whole thing. And so I walk out to the living room and I tell Maddie and Carter are there. And I'm like, I was like, there's nuts in that ice cream. And Maddie's like, yeah, it was coconut based. And I was like,
I didn't know that.
I did not know. I was like, okay, fuck. And so, he hit the brightness button. Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, fuck, I didn't know that. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I think I'm going to call 911. Maddie's like, do you want to go to the hospital? Like, I'll take you to the hospital. And I was like, I think I should probably go to the hospital. Like, I don't know where this is going. Yeah.
And Wyatt's really not the type of dude to be like, I need to go to the hospital.
I'm usually not too dramatic. Like, I'm not, like, a dramatic person. Like,
even if he's, like, I feel like if something hurts you or, like, you kind of just, like, try to shrug it off. Like,
yeah.
When we were at the beach, like, Wyatt took a baseball to the face and was like, ah, you know, like, it's whatever. I'm probably going to stop playing baseball, though.
yeah. But this just becomes, like, a very weird situation because, like, I just don't know when it's going to end. Like, if I was like, okay, this is where it's going to stop, then I'm like, okay, I can probably just ride this out. But, like, the shit escalates. So we're going to the hospital.
Driving like a fucking lunatic.
Driving like a motherfucker. Maddie's driving like a champ. And, like, I get out. Like, as soon as we get there, I run out of the door. I throw up, like, a gang more in this trash can.
As soon as I put it, like, I'm putting it into park, and he's out of the car.
Like, I'm just, like, reeking in this fucking trash can. So then we get to the hospital. Or it was like one of them was closed. So we walked to this urgent care.
And we're like, at first it's closed. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, what are we going to do?
So then we go to this urgent care.
Say later,
and we get in there, sign in. It's kind of a drag to have to sign out all this paperwork.
So, like, yeah, we walk into urgent care. And they're like, and Wyatt's like, I'm having a bad allergic reaction. And like, he's like, his eyes are starting to like puff up. He's like, you know, his breathing is like somewhat labored, and like they're like, okay, cool. And
they give like, him all this paperwork, and I'm like,
I'm sitting next to him, and he's like squinting at the fucking paperwork, and he starts filling out most of it, and I'm like, all right, I just take the paperwork from him, I start asking questions, we get it filled out, and then like
get it filled out, get it back to him, And I get in the room, and like this is like, this is also my, this was like always my caveat with like going to the hospital for anything in general, unless it's like an absolute emergency, which this kind of seemed like, is that it takes forever for anything to happen.
Yeah.
Unless you have like a gunshot wound, like it takes forever. And so I'm like, and maybe even if you do have a gunshot wound, it's, they still make you wait. But waiting in this thing forever, and I'm like, kind of like in and out of like falling asleep and not, because I'm just like so exhausted and at this
we've
point.
Had such a long day.
Yeah.
Like we've like, been up since like 6 a.m. also.
Yeah. Like the nurse comes in. She's like, and again, it's like, they're like, what happened? And I'm like, I'm allergic to nuts. I accidentally ate a coconut and I'm having an allergic reaction. They're like, what are your symptoms? I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and they're like, all right.
25 minutes.
So they, yeah, it's alone. Like 20 minutes. And then they come back. She comes back and she's like, I'm going to give you three. And this has also never been the case before. She's like, I'm going to give you these three shots. One is like, I don't remember exactly what they were. One of them was Benadryl.
One
and she's
was
like,
just
they're
going to
give, she's like, I'm going to give you one in
is,
each
one
ass
goat's
cheek.
Blood.
She's like, I'm going to give you one in each cheek. Ass.
Whoa, and dude, she saw your ass?
She saw my ass, bro. I pulled my pants down in front of this chick.
And this shouldn't sound like, medical, but like Wyatt said, she like spread it and then went, huh, and then just put it back.
Like my pants were down for like an overly
Did
long time.
Did you blow
time.
Her a kiss?
I wish I could have. I was like, no, put it in slower.
Whoa.
He winked at her though.
Yeah.
From behind.
So long story short, this whole conundrum happened. Maddie was nice enough to take me to the hospital. And
good friend, very good friend.
And you know, they patched me up and sent me home. But
spooky, dude.
But yeah, bro, nuts are a bitch for me.
That should scare me. Not really, because yeah, like,
sorry.
I knew it was gonna be fine, but
I
like,
felt bad that I kind of derailed my own like birthday. Like it was like after that, it was like everyone kind of like went home. Everyone like went to do their own thing, and it was
dude,
just like,
yeah, way to
bro.
Ruin
like,
the party
what a
for everybody.
Burn for everybody. I know.
No, dude, it's chill. I was just glad you're okay.
Dude, it was really selfish.
I'm so sorry
yeah,
that happened to you.
Honestly, a piece of shit.
But no, but that's this shit has happened before, and it'll probably happen again. But you know.
It'll happen again.
Such is life.
Do you think that like when these things happen that you're like stronger after it? Like, do you know, like, or is it just like every time you have a nut, it's just like a fucking. Like,
so this is another reason why I think I panic, and this is kind of my own fault for believing this. But a couple of times when I've gone to the hospital for nuts, I've asked the nurses that question. I'm like, so every time I take a nut, does it make me any more like immune? And she's like, no, it actually makes it worse. Like.
Whoa.
So every time you take a nut, your allergy is going to get more intense.
That's
and
so,
so every time it happens to me, I'm like, oh my God, is this the time that I'm like, that it like gets too bad?
Yeah, that I can't come back from it.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's why I kind of have this like minute in my head where I'm like, oh fuck, like, am I going to make it out of this? Or is this just going to be like all the other times where it just like ends up being fine after like a couple of hours?
Well, I guess I won't ask you if you want to try my homemade trail mix.
No,
he
I'm
actually
down.
Brought some.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
No.
It's got M&M's in it.
You probably couldn't even eat the M&M's.
You'd eat the M&M's.
I'm gonna bite. Yeah. Just cuts to boop.
they're peanut M&M's.
Just the cops, because you're being too fucking
sick. It's happened too many times, son. Yeah. We're taking you in.
We're killing you.
I don't know why that reminded me. When you were talking about throwing up in the like out in the car. Or outside of the car.
Outside of the car. I would have
This one time, Maddie and I went to the Star Wars bar. We had like 9 rounds of blue milk.
I didn't. I drove safely.
You drove safely. I had like 9 rounds of blue milk. And I remember like somehow getting to Maddie's car and sleeping. And then I remember waking up outside of his pad.
Because I had to hop in. I was going to drive you home, but I hadn't eaten.
I was asleep, you know?
I had been working at the Welter, and I kind of woke him up. I was like, hey, buddy, like, you just hang out here. If you need anything, there's a bag, or, like, you can just, like, here's some water and stuff. I, like, brought you, I think I brought you a water. I brought you food in, actually, from inside.
I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah, and fine. I kind of come back, and I just see the doors open, and I'm like, is Harley there? I'm kind of freaked
I was
out.
Good. No, just, I was good. No. It was as soon as you started the car to take me home.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And, like, as soon as the car started moving, I was like, stop the car.
Dude, yes.
Fucking yak, dude.
Have you – that was in the car?
It was outside of the car, but I think I got some on like the front of the door.
Dude, yeah, being like having to throw
I'm
up.
I'm not sorry.
And then being in a car will ruin you. Yeah. Or like anything like
he
moving.
He kept it together the entire like from K-Town to like
I was asleep, yeah. Dude.
I remember this one time. We should probably wrap it up pretty soon because we're at 1:25.
Oh, jeez.
Frost and I, this was like long before we moved in together, but we went to a Rams game. It was Rams and Eagles because he's a big Eagles fan.
He's an Eagles fan, eh?
Yeah, yeah. And so we pre-gamed at, I think it was either Frost's house or Madison's house. Madison, our neighbor.
Yeah.
We were all pre-gaming together, and I was hitting the weed pen. This was back in the pen. And so I was like already getting a little crossed up.
You hit a blinker?
Yeah, and this was like early in the morning too. It was like 8 or 9 in the morning because it's a day game.
Yeah.
So I'm already kind of feeling like kind of drunk and kind of crossfaded. And we get on this, we're going to take a tram from like to the stadium. And we get on the tram, bro, and I shit you not. Like, I'm sitting on the tram, and I'm, like, looking, like, straight, because I'm always, like, just, like, look straight, and you won't get, like, nauseous.
Yeah.
And the tram takes off backwards. Like, I'm sitting in the back, and it's, like, flying backwards.
That's it. You're done.
And I'm like, oh, hell no. And so our other friend, Nick, is drinking this tall can out of a paper bag in the tram. Sick. And I'm like, bro, give me that bag. Take the bag. Bro, I'm, like, yakking in this fucking bag in this tram. And
the bag is,
like, what?
You fill the bag?
I do, filling up too fast. like the whole thing is filling up too fast. Like, luckily, I was like, we gotta get off like right now. And so I'm like walking out of this tram, like everyone's looking at me. I'm like throwing them this bag. I'm like trying to throw in the trash can. It was miserable.
Did you go to the game?
Yeah, I went to the game. Drank at the game.
Was it dope?
You drank at the game?
Yeah.
You got a boot and rally, my brother.
You gotta refill. Dude.
I had a rally because I was like, we're going to be here all day. Like, this is, like, not even...
Yeah, you can't... It's not like you can go home by yourself.
No, can't go home. Can't go home. Got to rally.
Baby.
Yeah,
but, you know, once you throw up... If you're drunk and you throw up, you kind of feel a little better.
Yeah.
You do. Helps.
You're ready to drink again.
I don't recommend.
Being crossed is...
A dangerous game,
it's
yeah,
different.
Yeah.
That's probably why you got sick, is because you were crossed.
Got a little goofy. Yeah.
I've been crossed once. I went to visit Jason back when he was going to SDSU. And you know, I haven't hit my own vape in like five.
That's okay.
5 days.
Like five.
About five somethings. And he gave me like champagne. They had like this old fucking bottle of champagne that no one was touching. I was like, fuck it, I'll drink that. Yeah. I wasn't really smoking weed too much.
That was not champagne.
Yeah. And he gave me it was champagne.
Champagne.
And then they gave me a bong rip. And you know how lightweight I am. So like one bong rip would ruin me.
Yeah.
And as soon as I hit that bong rip, I was like, had to lie down on the couch. And like Jason's like, hey, are you okay? It's like, it's like 9 p.m.
And you start spinning way faster.
Hard.
Like way faster than just drinking.
Yeah.
Like you start spinning fast. And it's like.
Yeah, being crossed is not.
This is
not
crazy.
The biz.
Not epic.
Yeah.
Well, the last crazy little, like, no, I didn't get crossed. Well, maybe a little bit, but I was kicking it with my good friend Fabian. He was helping me track some guitar stuff for the new guitar player of Greenwich because we had a show that week. We started the day off with some wine.
Fuck it.
Then we got some beers. And then we went to the pool. We didn't even fucking record anything. We just went to the pool till like late. And then we're kicking to the pool for a little while. And then we like get back to his apartment. And he's like, you want to take some fucking Sudafrin? So he took some Sudafrin.
Is that like Sudafed?
Yeah, it's like Sudafed. Yeah. Took a couple of those. Jeez. Got all goofed up. And then he's like,
Those don't put you to sleep?
Dude, it made me sleepy for sure.
Okay.
But then he was like, you gotta pair it with this. It's like, I think it's NYX is the name of the brand. It's like a snus pouch or whatever.
You
pack it in your lip and like it's not like chew. You just like let it sit there.
Yeah.
But it's like 5 milligrams of nicotine to the dome.
Yeah.
So you pair that with that shit and it makes you feel all goofy. So then we start tracking guitars. I'm like, not even like listening to them back or anything. I'm like, yeah, that's money right there. Like, you know, end it.
Just trying to like
not,
get
not
out
even
of
listen,
it.
Yeah,
just trying to like,
I thought I was killing it.
Okay.
Did you listen back later on?
So he gave me the stems for just the guitar parts. And then I took it to the other guitar player's house the next day to track drums. So he had something to practice to. And we're listening to them back. I'm like, dude, these are all fucking wrong, man. Like, these are all fucked up.
Yeah.
Like the timing's all fucked up on like most of them.
You killed
the lengths of the riffs are like longer than they're supposed to be. I was like, dude, I don't know what I was like on, but I was on a sick one.
You knew
sure.
exactly what you were on.
I was on some Sudafrin and NYX or whatever the fuck those things are called.
For real.
It's pretty goofy. It was a goofy time.
Yeah, man, that sounds great.
I would just with all this talk of drugs and stuff like that, I would like to urge any of our listeners, if you know anyone that is using drugs sorry, we got a little technical difficulty. I was just saying, if you guys have any friends that are using drugs, or if you're using drugs and you're listening, it's imperative to have a product called Narcan available for yourself in case you feel like shit is going south. You need to 100%. Have Narcan available so that you can reverse any damaging effects.
Overdoses.
Also, it's
very easy to get certified for Narcan. You don't need to be certified to use it or administer it, but you can get certified through like a number of outreach centers that offer it, and you get free Narcan.
Yeah. It's imperative. The other thing I would say, if you have, if you're able to, I would definitely try to get testing kits for anything if you're going to be doing drugs, especially cocaine. Fentanyl is rampant in I think all over the U.S., but especially in Los Angeles.
I will say too, so there was a number of testing that went on in like street drugs in Los Angeles, and everything up to like marijuana was like tested positive for having fentanyl.
Yes,
in it, so.
Yes. We just had a friend recently pass away this week, and the cause of death as of right now is indeterminate, but it that may have been the case. It's looking maybe like that was the case. And I would just urge you, for you know the sake of your friends and your family, and for you know your health, just please
be responsible.
Please be responsible, and you know, just do the best you can.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and if you do, just be responsible.
Yeah, if you're gonna be doing drugs, you know, it's not no one's going to tell you to not do drugs necessarily, but you know, if you're going to do drugs, do them as responsibly and as safely as you can, because the last thing you want to do is lose your life.
Right? Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it, kids.
Yeah.
Or adults.
Well, on that note, Harold Wilson. Thank you so much for joining us.
What's
today.
You got some social media? Where can people follow you and keep track of you?
Dude, nobody wants to see the shit that is on my social media. But if you do, if you're a wicked individual, give me a follow on Instagram, on Twitter. It's TRVSH_DAD, trash dad. But I put the V instead of the A because I think it looked cool. I was like 18 when I made it. I never changed it. Greenwich just put out a release. It's available. You can stream it on Spotify, Apple Music, and that's spelled Greenwitch. You can follow us at Greenwitch818 on Instagram and Twitter.
Y'all on TikTok?
Not on TikTok, because I'm not funny enough for TikTok.
You don't have to be.
Nobody is.
No one's funny on TikTok.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Actually, there's some funny TikToks. Yeah, there's some. We won't get into that though.
Yeah, it's all I got a pretty gnarly for you page that we've been. Give us a follow. We got some merch for sale. You can find it on Closed Casket Activities under the Maggot Stomp page. It's like a subsection. There's 7-inch lathe cut vinyls, cassette tapes, and I believe a T-shirt, and more to come if you want to keep up with that stuff.
Love it. Love it.
Love you, Harley. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, dude. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I hope you guys don't regret it.
Not at all.
What's the opposite of regret? Cherish?
I cherish
this.
Yeah.
Same. I'm throbbing.
I'm sitting on a hog right now.
Dude. I'm wearing my my vibrating dildo. underneath this chair.
All right, guys.
Thanks for tuning in this week.
Love you guys. Have a good night.
Stay safe. Bye.
Love you.